You may be seated. Our scripture lesson this morning is from the book of John, chapter 14, verses 15 through 21, the promise of the Holy Spirit. If you love me, you will keep my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you forever. This is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him because he abides with you, and he will be in you. I will not leave you orphaned. I am coming to you. In a little while, the world will no longer see me, but you will see me. Because I live, you also will live. On that day, you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. They who have my commandments and keep them are those who love me, and those who love me will be loved by my Father, and I will love them and reveal myself to them. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
So with the song today being focused on praying, I'm going to bookend the sermon with two prayer practices. So first, when I was meeting with my spiritual director, and when I first sign on with her, and I get to hang out with her once a month, the first thing she says is like, okay, what do we need to do to help you arrive in this space? Which is like funny because we meet on Zoom, right? But it's like, how do we pause and make the moment sacred? And depending on my mood, sometimes I'm like, oh, you know, like we can just pause for a few breaths. Or she usually has like scripture set aside from different traditions or poems or whatever. And other times I'm like, you know, I could probably, like, I feel disconnected from my body. So if we could do like a meditation that focuses on the divine that's like residing with me in that moment, that would be awesome too. And this past time, she's like, well, I was like, you usually have a poem that feels good. Let's just go with whatever the poem is. And the poem was inspired by John chapter 14, verse 16, which is the scripture that I picked out this week. It's also a scripture that showed up for Peace Through Justice, but that was paired with the psalm. And so we've kind of like worked with the scripture before, the understanding that the Spirit is coming. And this poem is really nice because the author, Alfred K. Lamott, he's pulling from a bunch of different traditions and cultures with their words for the Holy Spirit. And so this is Comforter by Alfred K. Lamott, and I'm gonna read it. And as I read it, I invite you to just kind of like pause and breathe and see if there's any words that stand out to you. The divine has sent you a comforter in the form of your own breath. She was the breath of the Almighty who played with God when the earth and stars were created. She was the one who made waters of darkness dance with waves and lit them with the moon's path. She is Sophia, the wisdom of the Lord, the Shakti who humbles herself gladly to dwell in the rising and falling of your chest. The form of the teacher will perish, but she will be with you forever. Press out her nectar with each breath. What flows so gracefully can only be healing. Nothing is gained by listening to the voices of fear that others place in your mind. Listen instead to the music of Soham pouring into every cell of your flesh. Inhalation is communion wine. Exhalation is your offering of gratitude, surrender, kenosis. Merely to breathe is the mother of all worship. The beauty does not stream down from above. It murmurs from the well of silence in your heart. Let the new earth flow from here. What words or phrases stood out to you in that reading? Jerry? Is communion wine. That one stood out to me when she did it too. Because in our theology of a service of word and table, it's like that is the altar where we have the communion. We break the bread and we pour out the cup. But the sacrifice that we give at that altar is our praise, our thanksgiving, our time to pause and recognize. And so, yeah, that one really stood out to me too. Jerry? Yeah, so she is Sophia, the wisdom of the Lord. Yeah, breathing in the heart is the God within. Anything else stand out in that reading? As I realize that I have put people behind me and I'm slowly meandering back.
I like the waves dancing with the moonlight on them. That was so soothing.
Yeah, the waves dancing with the moonlight. Yeah, it's a reminder of the fact that like the waves are this push and pull from the moon. See, this now y'all see why I like my spiritual director. Any other thoughts? All right. Let me get some water and pray. I have pondered about whether, like, since I'm down here, like, do I just preach going up and down? But I think the problem is if I, like, went up and down the aisle as I was preaching, someone would assume that my proximity to them was because I was really, like, you know, you gotta. So it's better for me to have a place to hang out. And even if I look at you when I say a sentence, it's just because I'm mindlessly scanning the room. So, yeah, let's pray. God, you have sent a comforter in the form of our own breath. So as close as our breath is to ourselves, so too is your spirit. May we pause in this moment together today to notice the way that your spirit is moving among us. Amen. So our song this week for the days of summer, Day by Day. Everyone knows this from the musical, which musical?
Godspell.
And so it was interesting because anyone know where the words are from? Is it what? It's not from Luke. There's some murmurs. It's not from Matthew. So the interesting thing about Godspell claims that it's based off of the Gospel of Matthew, and then a lot of the memorable scenes from it are actually parables from Luke. So its subtitle is a bold claim. Yeah. So the actual refrain is composed by a 13th century Catholic saint, Richard of Chichester. There's a whole lot of extra letters in that word. Saint Richard. His original prayer, which tradition says he had recited on his deathbed, went like this. Thanks be to thee, my Lord Jesus Christ, for all the benefits thou hast given me, for all the pains and insults thou hast borne for me. O most merciful Redeemer, friend and brother, may I know thee more clearly, love thee more dearly, follow thee more nearly. Originally written in Latin and then transcribed by St. Richard's confessor, the Dominican friar Ralph Bocking, the prayer was later published as part of a 68-volume encyclopedia on the saints called Acta Sanctorum. Now, St. Richard is actually an interesting character. He was merciless with corrupt priests and those who were lackluster in their participation in the liturgy, which feels like an interesting pair of things to be very angry about. Because generally, like the thing that we want to be very passionate about, we get to choose what that is. And that's an interesting choice, like those that don't come wholeheartedly to the liturgy and those that are corrupt priests. Like those feel like different categories to me, but he also sold all of his gold and silver to give to the needy. And he lived as a vegetarian in order to live as simple as possible. So an interesting character that they went to get these lyrics from. John 14 invites us to abide with God, to rest in God. And that's why I liked the poem, Comforter, because it invites us to pause, to notice, to pay attention to our breath, to the world around us, and abiding and resting in God. Like if you think about resting during a vacation, which for some people don't know what that's like, some people come back from vacation just as tired as when they left. That is definitely me. Like when we went to Disneyland last summer, there was not a lot of rest. But the times when I did, when I was resting, that's I think when I had my little Disney princess moment. We were just sitting by the poolside and then a bird landed right over my shoulder. I'm pretty sure Arlene got a photo of that. And it's when we rest with God that we get to notice what God is up to. And so that's definitely the theme of this song within Godspell. Depending on the production of the musical, Day by Day is either the third or fourth song, because there's like that weird opening song that sometimes they have like the different like philosophers arguing and talking very fast, and there's some way of trying to create chaos that it starts with, and sometimes they sing the words to the song and sometimes they don't. I guess like the opening song is like the most controversial across all of Godspell. But this shows up really early. And in order to prepare for this, I ended up watching Martin High School's production from 2018 because it was free on YouTube. It was pretty good. The audio quality was, sometimes it was, I had to keep adjusting the volume up and down, but it was quite good of a performance. And they begin with chaos. And out of the chaos, they have the waters of baptism, with John saying, prepare ye the way of the Lord. And so baptism is what brings this group of strangers together. And then Jesus shows up and they have the Save the People song show up. And we've got a thirst for justice is what is connecting them. So they've already kind of like met each other, but following Jesus and trying to change the world with Jesus is like what gets this ragtag group of people to kind of keep going, which like then makes sense as to like why most of the musical is just parables, because parables are like, how do we engage and live in the world as opposed to just like a personal faith kind of thing. So like clearly the crafters of Godspell thought that like faith had to be embodied. Which means they could have easily just jumped from justice to doing something about it. But they don't. They need this song, Day by Day, to be the thing that binds the community together. They've got a collection, they've got a purpose, and now this is kind of like the glue. And so from here they're able to receive, because they focus on being a community that prays. They're able to live out the teachings and receive the teachings from the parables. And then they go on to proclaiming that they can build a new beautiful city, and that beautiful city will be the answer to their prayers of lament that are opened up, that we have in the very beginning. And the Martin High School's production was really powerful because in that chaotic opening scene, they have a bunch of TVs on the screen, and they were showing a whole bunch of different civil unrest from throughout the history. So even like the civil rights era and modern stuff around when they were doing things and just showing like how much the world craves justice. And then brings Jesus and the teachings of Jesus as a way to get there. What I also find kind of cool is that the 1973 film version of Godspell brings Day by Day back. It's the last song you hear in the closing credits. Which, if you think about Godspell, and if you are like, oh, no spoilers, this is from 1973, y'all. What's the really weird thing about the ending to Godspell? Nobody remembers? I had to rewatch it, right? Yeah, so I get it. He dies on the cross. That's the end. And that's the end. Jesus doesn't resurrect in Godspell. And so I thought that the film authors, like the producers or whatever the fancy name is for the people that put films together, I'm sure it's something, and I don't know everything, and that's okay. I like to believe that they're putting this call to prayer to restart the rhythm. Jesus has died on the cross because of a corrupt system. And then prayer is what leads them to living out those teachings. And so we're left as the audience with this call to prayer so that we can go and do the same thing, which fits really well within John. And we're going to spend a lot of time with John this year, starting with around Christmas, because that's the gospel for this year's narrative lectionary. And so you'll see that a very big theme in John is abide and go. Pray and then go with the Spirit to take care of things. So prayer is the heart of hope, connection, and purpose in the film, in the production, whatever version of Godspell you'd like to look. And St. Richard and Godspell reminds us of the three purposes of prayer. Prayer helps us to know God, to love God and one another, and to follow God. You can almost hear the rhythm of abide and go even in the day-by-day lyrics, right? And so I wanted to keep, well, because it's Communion Sunday, so I got to keep the sermon shorter in general, right? But I also wanted to keep it shorter instead of like preaching about prayer. I wanted to give us the opportunity to practice it. And so Jen Cobbleworks has this brilliant little like PDF book that looks like a coloring book that talks about the examine, and I really like the way she talks about it. I might have a couple copies in the little resource table back there, but otherwise on the link tree, like in the QR code in the bulletin, I've got the full link to the PDF. And then I put just like, they've got a card that you can cut out on one of the pages. So I've got that up here, which is also quite tiny. And so I think only the people online can really read it. But I have a copy in front of me. And really, I'm going to invite you to do it. And I'm going to talk us through it. So first, get comfortable. Man, I'm trying to remember what someone told me. Because there's like the whole, like, you want to... Oh, yeah, I bet you... I'm willing to bet that this was Reverend Joe also. The whole purpose of, like, sitting so that... like, usually, like, when you sit to meditate, do, like, a longer prayer kind of thing, you sit without your legs crossed up because, like, I don't know how to sit straight. But, like, with your feet on the ground and everything, usually, like, some people are like, oh, that's grounding. And... once again, Reverend Joe invited me. She said, sit in a way so that you feel like you're being held by the love of God. So I invite you to do that. If you'd like, you can close your eyes to kind of center more inward. If closing your eyes is not your thing, you can kind of look down at the tip of your nose. That's good too. And I'll talk us through this. So first, take a moment to give thanks for something about your day, and we'll focus on our weekend. So give thanks to God, the divine, to love itself, whatever name you've got for God today. Because gratitude grows our compassion and is one way we tell the truth about ourselves, because we are naming what matters to us. Now, take a moment and mentally look back at what happened in the past 24 hours or over the weekend so far. And pay attention to how you felt about it. Our feelings and experiences are one way we connect to and communicate with love. And St. Ignatius reminds us that our emotions and feelings come from God. And so God gave them to us for a reason, so that God's love can be known to us through it. And now, as we reflect and listen, look for love's presence and listen to your heart's truth. Jen gives us these questions to reflect on. What brought you alive today or this weekend? When did you feel connected to yourself and love? And what brought your heart today? What's making your heart ache? When did you feel disconnected from yourself and love? Then we pivot towards mending. Listen to what's torn and make or ask for amends. Do you need to circle back to someone, including yourself, with a spirit of accountability, repair, and healing? And if so, commit to doing so in this moment. And then intend. Look ahead and set an intention for your next steps. What is love inviting you to carry forward or let go of before you move on? And then we close the same way we began, with gratitude. Name one more thing you're grateful for, as it will give you a bigger vision as you continue on. And then as you feel ready, you can slowly blink your eyes back open. Come back to our space together today. This is ancient practice. It goes back to St. Ignatius of Loyola. So when I was doing Arnolia 101 and introduced them to this, Connor was like, I know that. Going to Loyola Blakefield makes sense. Those darn Jesuits. but my hope is that this might help you live out the song. I love the examine because it helps me get a better God vision, to see where God is moving, to slow down and have that awareness of where love is on the move. So, I guess I'll close with a prayer and then we'll keep rolling. God, you are the one who is love itself. May we live out the call of this song to know you more clearly, love you more dearly, and follow you more nearly. Amen.